WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
George Gershwin died of a brain tumor on July 11, 1937, at the age of 38. Both the New York Philharmonic and the Los Angeles Philharmonic presented memorial concerts. The LA concert was broadcast on the radio. That broadcast, a massive tribute at the Hollywood Bowl 2 months after Gershwin's death, has just been released on CD. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz has a review.
The performers were stars from Broadway and Hollywood, opera and the concert stage. Al Jolson sang Swanee, the song he turned into Gershwin's first and biggest hit. Gershwin played a crucial part in the early Broadway career of Fred Astaire. Perhaps the greatest song Gershwin wrote for him was from his 1937 movie Shall We Dance? And when Astaire sang it at the Hollywood Bowl Memorial, it took on a touching, personal slant.
Our romance won't end on a sorrowful note, though by tomorrow you're gone. The song is ended, but as the songwriter wrote, the melody lingers on. They may take you from me, I'll miss your fond caress, but though they take you from me, I'll still possess the way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me, the way your smile just beams, the way you sing off-key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me.
The classical world was well represented. Coloratura soprano Lily Pons warbled a rather bizarre version of Summertime with a thick Parisian accent. Glamorous Metropolitan Opera and radio star Gladys Swarthout sang a very classy yet impassioned version of The Man I Love that proved that George and Ira Gershwin really did write art songs. It was a long program. Gershwin's close friend, pianist and raconteur Oscar Levant, played a brilliant performance of Gershwin's Concerto in F, conducted by Charles Previn, André Previn's uncle. José Iturbe played and conducted Rhapsody in Blue. The most remarkable item is by the L.A. Philharmonic's great music director at that time, Otto Klemperer. He opened the concert with his own powerful arrangement of Gershwin's second piano prelude as a funeral march. It's Klemperer's only surviving performance of anything by Gershwin. Besides Summertime, there were also extensive selections from Porgy and Bess, sung by members of the original cast, Todd Duncan, Anne Brown, and the marvelous Ruby Elsie, Gershwin's original Serena, who never made a commercial recording of anything from the show. Unfortunately, not everything performed at the Gershwin Memorial Concert can fit on a single disc, and Elsie's hair-raising My Man's Gone Now is one of the casualties of this new CD. Back in 1981, Michael Feinstein, the young friend of Ira Gershwin's who is now famous for his renditions of show music, produced an LP of this memorial concert that contained even less material, but it had the entire Porgy segment, including Ruby Elsie. Feinstein's source was Ira Gershwin's personal 16-inch records of the broadcast, so the sound was far superior to the tinny sound and occasional distortions on the new CD, which is also embarrassingly sloppy about names and dates. But the CD does have An American in Paris, Rhapsody in Blue, and all three movements of the Concerto in F, not to mention one even greater advantage. It's in print.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music critic for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the George Gershwin Memorial Concert on the Radio Years label.